So here's what Miles had to say about whether or not your home should be part of your retirement plan. He says, for the question of the day, no, not really sure I have a real retirement plan. But to the extent that I do, I don't include deteriorating assets in it, which I consider my house to be, much like my truck and my boat. I consider it a place to get out of the weather, sleep, and eat in, and occasionally enjoy the company of others in. Now, I thought that was a great point. The first point was this. He says, I don't include deteriorating assets in my as wealth components. I think it's a great point. Look, there's a debate in my industry about whether a house is an asset at all. And here's how they kind of pose the question. They say, does your house put money into your pocket or take money out of your pocket? And that's a pretty, it kind of hits you in the face, doesn't it? I mean, we think of assets, we think of investments, we think of profitable enterprises as things that would put money into our pockets. And yet you look at your home, and as a general rule, I'd say probably 98.5% of the time, it is just a money sucker. You're paying your mortgage, you're paying your expenses, you're paying repairs, you name it. And so Miles is dead on there with saying it's a deteriorating asset. And he calls it an asset, but you might say it's a deteriorating liability in a sense that's just constantly costing me money, but it has a use value, and he likes the use value, and so do I. That's my second point. It's not worthless, right? Your house is not a worthless item. It serves a great purpose, but that's the extent of it. Just like his car. Miles probably loves his car. He likes that it drives. You don't have to feed it. You don't have to go brush it, take the saddle off of it. You don't have to hook it up to a carriage. You just go out there, put a key in it, turn it, and roll down the road at quite a pace, too. And you can do all kind of wonderful things in your car, but it's not really an asset, is it? You go, no, it just serves the purpose of transportation, and I need transportation, and I'm glad to have it. Now, the people who argue that the home is an asset are going to say this in response to me. They're going to say, wait, Dave, hold on. What about the equity? You didn't talk about the equity in the house. And no, I didn't. I'm kind of including the equity as part of the idea that it's a dubious asset. And here's why. Equity can evaporate. I think I've given this example on my show before, but I have a client who had an $800,000 home. He had it paid down to $150,000. So doing the math, that's $650,000 of equity. His goal was to sell the home in short order as he retired and then take that $800K and use it as a nice supplement to his retirement, which is exactly the point of my question. Should the house be considered a retirement asset? And anyway, when he's on the phone with me, and one of the reasons he called me, because he heard me saying something like this, I think, on the show, and he said, yeah, my house is worth $400 now. So something had happened to the real estate market in his particular area. I don't need to go into it. But an $800,000 home became a $400,000 home. And where is that wealth now? Did he just literally lose $400,000? Well, paper. Yeah, he did lose $400,000 on paper. And that's what I mean when I say equity can evaporate. But be careful. I'm going to answer. Look, that was a great answer from Miles, and I appreciate him taking the time to email me. If you'd like to email me like Miles did, you can do that at david@tffco.com. Either answer my financial question today, comment on the show, whatever you want to do. But I'm going to answer the question today myself. Is your home value part of your retirement plan, and should it be at the end of the show? I told you, I mentioned email. Let me go in there and just refresh the page because I never do. And sometimes I miss someone who emails me during the show. But I want to tell you, Mike sent me two emails. And I think I'm just going to look at this one here. So in his first email, he said, hey, dummy. Hey, all you crusaders out there. He says, I got a deal and a half. I think it was a special, the bargain special on the Barrett Brief today. And that was this. If you go into the Founders Trading Post, and that's crusadeschannel.com/shop, and you purchase anything $20 or more, or you spend 20 bucks in there, Mike was going to throw in for free the two CD set of Road to Independence. So I was like, wow, that's a pretty good bargain deal today. I will announce that on the show. Well, then I got another email from Miracha. Miracha says, there's a one-day sale. He had Joseph Pierce on his show this morning, and he says, look, if you go in and buy two or more books from Joseph Pierce, he's going to give you a 25% off coupon. So being the cheapskate that I am, financial advisors literally should be not skinflints, but they should show you how to be very frugal. And so being the frugal guy that I am, I said, hey, Mike, can I double up on that little offer? If somebody goes in there and spends over $20 and they happen to do it on the Joseph Pierce books and they get the 25% off, okay, will you still chunk in the two CD set? And guess what Miracha says? Yeah, sure. Sure, why not? Why not? Now, that's the crusader in charge. I have a new name for you, Miracha. You're crusader large and in charge. He's throwing his largesse around. So just understand that you have a deal and a half today, 25% off when you buy two Joseph Pierce books, and Mike's going to chunk in, just because Dave Simpson asked him, the free offer from the Barrett Brief Show, the two CD set of Road to Independence. Go do it. What are you waiting for? 19 February. That is the day today. By the way, I went to say this earlier in the show. I forgot to. I was supposed to have Father Jambon on the show, and he's on his annual retreat. I love having Father Jambon on around this time of year because we always talk about Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is next Wednesday. And if you, perhaps you're enjoying it. I don't know if your area has it. We, of course, have the big Mardi Gras down here, Carnival. Goodbye to meat, Carnevale. If you have any kind of carnival around your area, it's good. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope you're having a blast. But, it's all in preparation for the season coming up that we call Lent. Ash Wednesday and the whole, this is the start of it. So I'd like to have Father on to talk about what Ash Wednesday means and all the import and so on. But Father is on his annual retreat and couldn't be here. So we're getting that scheduled. We're going to bring Father Jambon on probably in Lent at some point. Don't worry, he will join us. But I don't know if I'm doing a show next week or not. Maybe I'll move it to Tuesday or Thursday if I don't want to come in on Ash Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe I'll come in here with my black spot on my head and do you a show. But get ready, guys. Take this time to reflect. We were talking about personal benchmark, right? That detachment from the material world. Lent is the time to focus on that. We don't leave the world with any of this stuff. So take advantage of your Lent to see if you can kind of distance yourself from material attachment. It's a good, good exercise. Well, what was I saying? Oh, yes, 19 February. 2020. So this day in money history, and I told you this might actually become an annual celebration at the Crusade Channel. Mark this down, Mixta Church. 19 February. Now the year was 1878. Here's what happened.